Let me veer right or left, whatever direction you want to point to get to my next subject, because I just got alerted about it. Charles Barkley, I guess he was doing his podcast with the great Ernie Johnson. And Charles Barkley addressed me and took issue with some things that I had to say about LeBron James as it pertained to his comments about the city of Memphis a couple of weeks ago when LeBron James was on the golf course and he was speaking about the city of Memphis and Milwaukee, by the way, because LeBron is right when he brings that up, when he says to folks he mentioned Milwaukee too. And he talked about the two cities that he doesn't like, et cetera, et cetera. And apparently people had a problem, and some people, in fairness, had a problem with me because I invoked race by bringing up the fact that LeBron James was on a golf course, and I used the phrase with a few white boys, denigrating the city of Memphis the way that he did. Charles Barkley took issue with that, courtesy of awful announcing. Make what you will of them. But, Sean, do we have that sound ready with what Charles Barkley had to say? This is Charles Barkley talking about a few others, but me specifically as well. Mentioned my name on a couple of occasions. The great Charles Barkley, one of the top 75 players in the history of basketball. Talking about yours truly in regards to my comments about LeBron James and what he had to say about the city of Memphis. Here's Charles Barkley responding to my comments. Take it away.
So I guess LeBron said he didn't like Memphis or Milwaukee, and for some reason everybody went crazy on the Memphis part because then they turned it into race, which is the best way to get idiots and fools talking about anything. Every loser in the world wants to be racist. And Stephen A. jumped in. Jason Whitlock jumped in. Cam Newton jumped in. Ryan Clark jumped in. And Matt Barnes dropped in. Oh, these are all brothers. You probably should sit this one out. Yo, man. What the fuck are y'all doing, man? LeBron don't like Memphis. Okay. Y'all have had this thing, apparently. I've been gone for a month, but apparently y'all been going back and forth and trashing each other. And come on, man. What are y'all doing? I don't dislike any of these brothers. Stephen A., Jason, Cam, Ryan, Matt. But, man, you guys have all been successful. I understand these other damn idiots and fools who on the internet who don't have any talent, who got a platform, they get to say stupid stuff because they're trying to be somebody. Y'all already somebody. They're nobodies. And I'm trying to figure out, y'all just been bashing each other apparently. Y'all know Chuck don't read no comments. Chuck don't do the internet. Y'all know that. LeBron said something about Memphis, and the world took over, and like I said, it made about race, which is what anybody does when they want to stir up controversy. Y'all are successful. Y'all are successful. Ryan, you won a Super Bowl. Matt, you got a nice podcast. I've been on your podcast. I think you won a championship with the Warriors. Cam, you won an MVP at a national championship. Jason, I've always liked Jason. Stephen A., you're one of the most successful people we have in television. And you guys have, come on, man. Y'all got to do better.
That was Charles Barkley. I think the only thing I had a problem with is when Barkley said he likes Jason Whitlock. I mean, what the hell are you thinking? You know, clearly you ain't doing your homework on this dude. You understand? I don't know cockroaches that like him. But that's neither here nor there. And let me not even mention his name because he ain't worth it. So I'll leave that alone. Ryan Clark, Matt Barnes and I. Matt Barnes and I weren't trashing each other. We had a disagreement, Charles Barkley. Just like you and I are about to have a disagreement right now. The difference is that, you know, unlike when we talked about that other dude that I just mentioned, it's not going to be disrespectful. You're talking about we have to do better. Respectfully, Charles Barkley, you have to do better. Why don't you listen to the substance of what's being said before you have a comment about it and really dissect it? You know you're my brother. I love you to death. You know that. But if we're going to sit up here and talk about we got to do better, that applies to you too. Now, the Charles Barkley that I know used to go off all the time about politicians and society and not thinking about poor people. So much so that that Charles Barkley was the one that was seen on numerous occasions throughout the years talking about how he might run for the governor's seat in the state of Alabama. And when they asked you why, you said, I just want to look out for poor people. Well, forgive me if I was a bit more in depth than that. Memphis is 63.5% black. If the Memphis Grizzlies basketball team departs from the city of Memphis, Tennessee, Charles Barkley, what is that going to do to the local economy in Memphis? What is that going to do to the citizens of Memphis? That's what I was talking about. Because even though LeBron said, I don't like Milwaukee, just like he said he didn't like Memphis, he went into details about how they should just move Memphis out of that, the Memphis Grizzlies, out of that city. Let's go to Nashville. Don't they have a football team? Aren't they getting a baseball team? Don't they have a hockey team? And he looked at a bunch of dudes who happened to be white, who was sitting there laughing with every word that he said, completely immune or oblivious to the impact it would have on the city of Memphis and the black folks there if the team left. That's why I said, being on the court, on the golf course, speaking so flippantly about such an important issue with people that don't look like they represent the city of Memphis was a bit insensitive. I didn't engage in condemnation about LeBron James. I didn't sit up there and excoriate him in any way. I just made the point, yo, you might want to think about that. Because you can't speak that flippantly about that city with its civil rights and historical context that it brings to the table and ignore all of that in front of other dudes with the cameras rolling, with a smile on your face, acting like it's no big deal. Because coming from LeBron James, it is a big deal. He didn't just say, I don't like the city of Memphis. He went into details about how the team should leave, how the NBA should relocate it to Nashville. That's what I was addressing. Because Charles Barkley, I was speaking on behalf of a city, although it's improved its numbers in crimes, homicides, and theft, and all of this other stuff, it's still a relatively poor city that needs the basketball team. In other words, looking out for poor people. Just like you've religiously said over the years, you're interested in doing. What do you mean? I gotta do better. You gotta do better. Respectfully, you gotta do better. Because if you're going to address the subject, address it with the honesty, the candor, and the depth it deserves. How am I speaking? As Awful Announcing pointed out, I addressed Memphis a year earlier. A year earlier, I said the politicians got to do better. You got great people in the city of Memphis. You got to do right by them. You can't have numbers proliferating with crime and theft and murder and homicide and all that. You can't have that. You got to do something about that. That's what I said. But I was pointing the fingers at the politicians who I thought wasn't doing enough. And then Mayor Paul Young prioritized that bad boy once he got in office and has steered stuff in the right direction, and major, major props to him. What do you mean I have to do better? You have to do better. I said what I said. I meant what I meant. I'm not engaging in condemnation. I know LeBron didn't mean it that way. He's got his I Promise program. He's helping kids in the city of Akron, and knowing him probably throughout this country, he cares about the underprivileged and the disenfranchised and the poor amongst us. So hearing him say what he said and speaking so flippantly on a golf course, that'd be one thing. If they secretly taped him or something, I wouldn't have said nothing. But he knew the camera was rolling. He knew they were going to put it out there. And to be on the record talking about how Memphis should lose its team and the team should relocate to Nashville without any regard for the black populace there, evidently, when he was doing that, I found a bit alarming. And I spoke on it. And I'll do it again. And if he did it again, I'll do it again. And if you did it, Charles, I'd do it again. Because it's the right thing to do. Memphis needs improvements, no doubt. Even the politicians there will admit that. And the Mayor Paul Young has put forth strenuous efforts to get stuff steered in the right direction, and props to him. But it needs our assistance. We've got tech companies coming in. You hear rumors and reports about contaminated water and some of the conditions that people have to live under. I don't want to abandon them. I don't want to abandon any desolate or disenfranchised community in the United States of America. That's where I come from, Charles. That's where you come from, Chuck. So if something like that enters the mind's eye and brings attention that needs to be brought attention to it, I'm going to address it. It's what I do. All of that's going on. The seriousness in terms of the tentacles attached to such a discussion and all the primary thought out of your mouth is race? Really? In terms of me saying, yo, you might not want to speak so flippantly with the cameras rolling? That's what we doing? Come on, Chuck. Come on, bro. Love you. You know that. Come on, man. Come on, bro. Do better. You need to do better. That's all I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, Charles Barkley is my friend. This is not a situation where there's an argument taking place and it's for people to take the headlines and run away with it. Oh, Stephen A. destroyed Charles Barkley. Oh, Barkley destroyed Stephen A. That's my dog. I love him to death. I loved him before this conversation. I'm going to love him after. No matter what kind of divide people outside of our circle try to create, it doesn't exist. I love him. He's a good brother. He's a good man. I'm just disagreeing with him about this. That's what grown-ups do. And next time you and Ernie, you want to have that discussion, you have my number. Call. I'll come on. When do I say no to y'all? You need me, I'm there. Always. Kenny Smith and I go back over 40 years. Shaq and I go back over 25 years. Love y'all. Doesn't have to be inside the NBA. It could be your podcast. It could be Shaq's podcast. It could be whatever Kenny needs. You need me, I'm there. I've always been that person. And I always will be. Love you. But if you're wrong, I'm going to tell you you're wrong. And in this case, Charles, you're wrong. LeBron James, I'm sure, meant no harm. I was simply pointing out he's LeBron. If he says, I don't like Milwaukee or I don't like Memphis, so what? You're absolutely right, Chuck. But that's not what he said about Memphis. He said he didn't like Milwaukee. He went into details about Memphis and how the team should be gone from the city and go over to Nashville, who obviously has a very thriving economy and it's a growing city and a lot of conservatives live there now and all of this other stuff and everybody gravitating to that. Yo, bro, I was simply saying, what about Memphis? It's 63.5% black. There is no football team in Memphis. There is no baseball team in Memphis. There is no NHL team in Memphis. What if they lose the basketball team? I haven't researched and I don't know what has happened to the city of Oakland. But I can only imagine going to the Oracle and seeing that place. It, to this day, is right up there, top two, maybe my favorite all time, with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and those brothers playing at the Oracle in Oakland. It is the best basketball environment that I have experienced, arguably, in my professional career. And we know how many black people in the city of Oakland. How's Oakland doing without the A's and without the Raiders and now without the Golden State Warriors? How they doing? We supposed to sit idly by with cities that have a vast majority of a black populace and ignore the rippling effect it will have on those local communities if they don't lose their NBA team? You think the NBA doesn't know that Nashville is a flourishing economy? You think the governor of Tennessee doesn't know that Nashville is more of a flourishing economy than Memphis? But be considering civil rights history and its connection to the city of Memphis and what a basketball team departing from that city, thereby having a detrimental effect on its local economy and ultimately ravaging the city, will ultimately do to the city. You think the NBA doesn't know that? Why you think they're hesitant to allow the team to move? I'm not saying you researched it, Charles, but I know you've heard. And you know what I'm saying is true. I respect where Charles Barkley's coming from the standpoint that everything don't need to be about race. I totally respect that. And considering the polarization that has kicked in this country, that the present administration and the White House has done nothing to alleviate, by the way, I understand that the sensitive times that we're living in calls for more sensitive verbiage. I get it. I understand it. But does that mean we ignore issues when they pop up? LeBron James, in fairness to him, wasn't the only one that said. Draymond Green said similar stuff about Memphis. Anthony Edwards said similar stuff about Memphis. Kevin Durant was seen on camera saying similar stuff about Memphis, at least alluding to it. I got it. I understand. I was just saying, when you are on a golf course surrounded by a bunch of those that don't necessarily represent Memphis, and you are literally bringing up in detail how awful you think the city is and how the city needs to lose its NBA team in favor of Nashville, that required commentary. If you disagree, Charles Barkley, that is your entitlement. It does not make you right. And in this case, I believe you're flat out wrong. Do better. I'm going to say it again. You need to do better on this issue. You need to do a hell of a lot better. Because I got news for you. You were doing the NCAA tournament, bro. Nobody asked you to bring up the war or whatever it was that you brought up when you were covering the NCAA tournament, but you felt compelled to do it, didn't you? How many times over the years, Charles Barkley, have you been on a basketball panel and you brought up stuff that had nothing to do with basketball because it was on your heart to do it because you were concerned about the lives and the well-beings of people less fortunate and less well-off than you? Well, guess what? That's what I did. Except my story was directly related to basketball. Because the greatest player of this generation and one of the greatest players that have ever played in the history of this game was speaking in that fashion about a city and how it needed to lose an NBA team. It is right in my wheelhouse. It's called doing my job. With my conscience. And on this issue, I can stand 10 toes down and sleep very well at night at my willingness to tackle it. If anything, Charles Barkley, I could turn around and ask you, why didn't you tackle it? Why didn't you say something? I'm from New York City. I'm not from Tennessee, but geographically speaking, I think Tennessee is a hell of a lot closer to Alabama than it is to New York. Weeds, Alabama. That's where you from, right? It's a lot closer to home for you than it is for me. But our peoples is our people. I stand by what I said. Not backing up one bit. Strictly speaking on this issue, Charles Barkley, you need to do better. It was an unavoidable topic for anybody who cares, as you would say, about poor people. I'm not saying that LeBron James does not. I'm not doing anything like that. I'm not attaching that to him. I was just talking about the environment under which he made those comments and the specificity of the comments he verbalized about the city of Memphis and them needing to lose their basketball team. I not only had the right to address the subject, I believe in my position I had an inherent obligation to do so. And I'd do it again. I doubt that you'll want to. I'm not asking you to. I got enough on my plate. But if you, the great, incomparable, phenomenal Ernie Johnson, and anybody else wants to have that conversation, name the time and place and I'll show up. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. More to Stephen A. Smith Show in a minute.